Beneath the city skyline, it was time to light the blue touch paper. The torchlit procession traditionally kicks off Edinburgh's Hogmanay Festival. This year, more than 10,000 people were happy to oblige, snaking their way through the streets and up the city's Calton Hill.
Well, it's not often you get to walk through the streets of Edinburgh burning torches and threatening to burn things down, I suppose.
It makes it fun because everybody comes together. It's a group.
We've never been here before, so it's a novelty, it's a new experience for us. We've joined in.
It's the 12th year of Edinburgh's Set Piece Hogmanay Party, which stretches over several days. Now it combines with a Christmas festival, and both pull in the crowd. This year, around 500,000 people will witness the sights and sounds of this city at play.
It's just the most beautiful setting in the world. It's a beautiful city that lends itself to, you know, open-air stuff, even in the middle of winter. But we lighten it with fire and music and dance, and the atmosphere of this place changes incredibly over these few days.
This year's Edinburgh Hogmanay has a Catalonia theme, so Catalan acts and theme performances will combine with Scottish traditional entertainment. The highlight being at the midnight hour tomorrow, of course, when 100,000 people will gather in Prince's Street to bring in the new year.
This, of course, is the warm-up for the main event. It seems to please everybody here. It also makes good business sense. Edinburgh's Hogmanay Festival is worth more than £40 million to the local economy.
It can hardly get bigger. The challenge this year, like every year, is in trying to make it better. James Matthews, Sky News, Edinburgh.